Coming up on today's show, some things to consider before you decide to retire early, plus ways to improve your retirement strategy. That and more just ahead.
Uncover retirement concepts you need to know.
Welcome in
to Your Powerful Legacy Radio with Christina Ping.
What if you want to retire early? What should we consider? That's how we're opening it up with Christina Ping Kepperling. It is Your Powerful Legacy Radio. Christina is the CEO of Powerful Legacy Insurance and Financial Services. You can catch her on ABC 36 Saturdays 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. and on Fox Business Sundays at 2 with the Wealth Council and the Women's Wealth Council. Christina, I know people have said to you, hey, I'd like to retire early. Can I? We're going to look at things that you talk to them about.
Yes, it is always a wonderful thing when we're able to get folks retired early because, Dave, I've never had someone that we did retire early that said, oh, I wish I would have worked longer. That's never happened.
Right. No, exactly. So are you ready? And if you're not ready, Christina will talk to you about what maybe you need to, and possibly working with her, get in place to be ready. One thing you look at is their debt. Are they saddled with debt?
This is the least fun conversation of all of it. But yes, I'm seeing more and more people that are actually retiring with a mortgage. And sometimes that's okay. We'll have to talk about that. But do you need to be to a debt-free status to be able to live the way that you want to with the income that is going to be available in retirement? So talking about those persistent debt payments during retirement, it can just be a make or break for your overall nest egg.
Yeah, you want to make sure you sort through that, look at that, come up with a plan to eliminate the debt if you have it, especially the bad debt. Another thing you look at, okay, you want to retire early, let's see if it's possible. And you'll look at their portfolio and everything, really, just to make sure it's aligned not only with their goals, but the risk that we all face. And at this time of the life, we really need to consider strongly.
Yes, what is that risk tolerance, Dave? We need to talk about how much risk you can tolerate and how much of your portfolio are you willing to make susceptible to the volatility of the market, because most retirees do decrease their risk tolerance significantly because they just cannot lose money or they won't be able to live the way they want to. Now, while you do have more opportunity for growth, if you do have a little bit more risk, you do have significantly more opportunity for a loss. So that pendulum swings both ways. We want to make sure and get that just right in alignment. I know that sometimes in the short term, if we have a major market fluctuation, it might be something that you'll just want to pull everything out and that's it. Sometimes we need to ride it and it's okay and we need to have that conversation. But I'm definitely not going to be one of those advisors with my head in the sand that just says, oh, just wait out the market. Everything's fine. Everything's, you know, everyone has the same portfolio. Everyone's down. That's not true. We would sit down and talk about your personal risk tolerance and make sure that that doesn't need adjusted.
Yeah, that, and also too, we talked about this last week, I think it was, with spring cleaning, is you may have some clutter in there you need to look at.
May have just a little bit of clutter. That's a fun thing to talk about. When we're having a conversation about all these changes, you know, Dave, retirement is not just an actual stopping your career, stopping your job. It is an entire life shift. This is the largest milestone in your life. I know for a lot of us out there, we think about the first time that we were handed our first child, or maybe when you got married. That is a big milestone. Retirement is huge because it's very much a financial realignment, and you have to consider all of this to make sure that you won't outlive your money.
No, right. It's a new and now longer chapter in your life. Something to look forward to, but you can get more excited about it when the right strategies for you are put in place. That's something Christina will talk to you about when you come in, not to be sold, but to be told. It's informational. That first consultation or second opinion, she's not even going to offer you business. But you can leave there armed with a lot of information about you and possibly what your retirement could be. 844-823-6387. Call or text POWERFUL. 844-823-6387. Christina, what about health care considerations, especially if it's pre-65?
Well, when we're talking about our health, we're talking about our overall health. And you know, even though a lot of people are thinking about just their physical health, your health is your wealth in retirement, not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually, obviously financially. We're going to talk about that always. But what if you retire before 65 and you're not eligible for Medicare yet? We need to bridge that gap and make sure you have some coverage. A lot of employer-sponsored plans do end when you stop working. Some of them do have some availability to carry on, but a lot of times they're just going to offer COBRA, which is very expensive.
Yes, and that's, it is.
That is not a permanent plan at all. So we would need to talk about some alternatives to coverage and make sure that you had your pre-Medicare retirement years taken care of. We do have an awesome Medicare and insurance, health insurance specialist, Jessica Durfee. She does such a wonderful job. I talk about her all the time. She's such a great lady. And as we're talking about these major changes, remember that they're looking to make some major changes to Medicare and your Medicare supplement. So just be watching for that.
Yeah, I know. And I, you know, I see, of course, the Affordable Care Act is there as an option. COBRA, as you said, is an option. I see a lot of commercials for different coverage, well, alternatives, some of them religious based. I mean, you need just need to look at all the options. You need to make sure you have coverage pre 65.
Yep, there are all sorts of options out there. Some of these religious options, though, they are not really healthcare. They're just spreading the risk and not 100% covered, you know, deductibles and stuff. So you really need to look into that. That's more for people who hardly ever go to the doctor, have not had hospitalizations, and don't take medications. That's one of the best ways to have it.
That high deductible, then they have kind of a catastrophic. I mean, I know that's one option that younger people could look at. It makes it be cheaper, but it's pretty much catastrophic. So it doesn't wipe you out if something happens.
Yes, catastrophic is a great way to put that coverage out there. And as we're having a conversation about healthcare, there is no one size fits most. That's something where when you're having a transition that it could actually change from year to year. What if one year you start your insurance and then the next year you suddenly have a new health condition and your medications are needing to be covered and everything's just changed? So you really need to have those conversations every single year.
Now, here's a big one, and it's not really, it's not financial related, but it's huge. As you said, this is a new chapter of your life. Are you mentally prepared to stop working?
For a lot of folks, your work has been your identity for so long, and you're at work for most of your waking hours, week in and week out. So all of a sudden, it feels strange not having something to do. I get retirees that will tell me that for the first little bit, you know, first couple of weeks, they'll wake up and just be, you know, I'm late or I need to be somewhere or something has to be done. And they just feel like they're missing something. And it's kind of an odd transition. But having something to do around the house or hobbies, activities, volunteering, learning some new skills. I've got a lot of people learning to play pickleball. And I think you told us something like 89 million people are playing pickleball, something crazy like that. It's a lot.
A lot. I mean, it's on fire. Definitely.
Yes. And a lot of people really love it. I'm also hearing some folks getting into knitting. That's really neat. That became very popular during COVID. And a lot of folks getting into just, you know, some art, some things that are a little bit lower key. And of course, enjoying some golf. You know, a lot of people like to do that too.
You know, just pull this up. According to 2023 APP Tours Pickleball Participation Report, there are 36.5 million pickleball players in the United States.
Whoa.
And I'm sure that's going to grow. Yeah, it's the social aspect of work. It's the just being busy. I know that your goal, Christina, is to have people set up where it's their choice if they want to go back to work in some capacity. They may be bored. But the important thing is if it's your choice to do that, not that you feel like you have to go back.
Exactly. Only if it's your choice, if you get bored. I get a lot of people who want to have a refresh of their home when they first retire. This is something that I know so many folks completely enjoy, just going room by room. So I have a lady that she said she tackled the number one room first, the kitchen. And every day she would have a couple of drawers or cabinets that she would pull everything out of it, completely clean it, and only put back what they were using. Everything else went in the trash. I mean, they just got rid of it. And then once all the clutter was taken off and they reorganized a couple of things, they realized they had a lot more space, which was really nice. And then they decided to paint everything nice and fresh. They had some old oak cabinets and decided to paint those and then change out their countertop to a stone instead of formica. So just a little refresh of the kitchen. Didn't cost them, but I think it was $5,000 or $6,000, which is a lot less than the average major kitchen remodel, which can be between $30,000 and $50,000. So we really want to watch that. And it just made them feel better, refreshing, and, you know, again, just taking that room by room and having a good time getting to know your home, because you're going to spend a lot more time there. I have a lot of people that like to get a puppy too. That's always fun.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I love dogs. Get a puppy, definitely, or look into that. But at some point, you know, if you want to, a lot of people start a business. I guess the important thing is just to make sure you fill that void, the void of having somewhere to get up and go to every day, and that social interaction that you get from work.
That's right. And folks, as you're having this conversation about this transition, think about us, please. We would love to sit down and talk to you about all these details to make sure that your transition is going to be smooth and you won't run out of money. Let's make sure you're on track for your retirement. 844-823-6387. Folks, we are giving you a complimentary consultation when you call into us. You're not calling to Dave and I on the radio. You'll get a human being on the phone if you call. You can also text the word powerful to 844-823-6387. We're going to give you that consultation. Come in. Let's make sure you're on track. For some of you, this will be a second opinion, and that's okay too. We so look forward to seeing you, and we know this is going to be very valuable for you.
What is it helpful for both parties for them to bring on that consultation?
So we obviously want to see what your current statements are for all of your retirement accounts. That's going to be huge. Your budget, if you do have additional accounts where you're storing things, you know, CDs, money market, checking, savings, whatever. And then, of course, we're going to discuss your properties. That's going to be really important. So we will leave you a list of what you're going to need to bring with you. Once you set your appointment, our staff will contact you the next business day and confirm the appointment day and time and give you a list of recommended documents. Also, if you jump onto ssa.gov, get your full retirement age benefit amount, bring that, and we can run your Social Security report if you've not filed for your Social Security yet. This is 36 to 40% of most retirees' income, so we want to make sure and get that one right.
Yeah, and if you go to that, you know, the website, yourpowerfullegacy.com, and click that retirement tax bill calculator, you can get a sense of what you could be looking at with taxes, and that could bring about some questions that you could have for Christina when you meet with her. So, again, 844-823-6387. You can text as well, so call in and speak with someone, and that's simply to get a good day and time. And to meet with Christina. And if you have any questions when you call to schedule on, you know, what you should bring to this meeting, they'll help you there. But 844-823-6387 or text POWERFUL to 844-823-6387. It's a comprehensive review, and it's at no cost, no obligation. That's what's great about it. And again, certainly do not expect to come in and be pressured or introduced to products or sold in any way. Christina says you're coming in to be told and not sold. So 844-823-6387. You can text as well. That's POWERFUL in the body of the text if you decide to text. And it's the same number, 844-823-6387. Next up, you're almost to retirement. Now we're going to talk about how you're going to use that money you've saved and make sure that it does last through your retirement. That is coming up on Your Powerful Legacy Radio. Christina Ping Kepperling on the radio every week and on TV, ABC 36, twice Saturdays, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. And also make a note to check the Wealth Council or the Women's Wealth Council. Two shows that Christina's a part of on Fox Business. That's Sundays at 2. The firm is Powerful Legacy Insurance and Financial Services, offices in Lexington and Louisville. And this is Your Powerful Legacy Radio, where we're going to look at how to spend that money or withdraw that money and good smart strategies in that regard once you retire. Maybe a good opening point, Christina, is there are three general types of accounts that retirees have, and they each have different tax implications. So maybe could you cover those three?
So first off, we're going to have taxable accounts. So this is like your checking, savings, your regular brokerage accounts, you know, even CDs, those are going to be taxable. They will be taxable on the interest. Tax-free accounts, Roth IRA and the tax code 7702, so no taxes are incurred when distributions are made. And as the money grows, it grows tax-free indefinitely, which is awesome, and tax-deferred, tax-free. And tax-deferred accounts, so traditional IRA, 401k, 403bs, 457s, they give you a tax deduction when they're funded, but they are fully taxed when you take a distribution. So we need to be watching for those.
All right, now let's move into then the distribution strategies we're going to talk about here in this segment. So any income that you receive, your required minimum distributions, what should be first?
So one of the things about required minimum distributions are that not everyone needs the income when it's time for required minimum distributions. For most people, yes, we're going to turn on income before age 73. In 2033, required minimum distributions will be at age 75. So we want to make sure and get those ages out to you. But for most people, you're going to get Social Security. If you maximize your Social Security, you've already turned it on because that's 70 years old. And probably an income stream of some sort. For some people who have alternate investments like rental property or something like that, RMDs become a really big tax problem because you have to take them when it's your turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, right. Definitely. You have to in that case. But we are looking at kind of an order here. So the taxable accounts, you had mentioned checking accounts, savings accounts, regular brokerage accounts. What's our order with that?
So the first money distributed after your RMD should be from your taxable accounts. So once you've taken those RMDs already, then you know these taxable accounts only are taxed on the interest. That's the portion. So take from those first.
And you mentioned those tax deferred accounts. Nice in the moment, but a shock could be later when it's time to take it out. And especially, Christina, what do we need to, and as far as what order we take is with the tax deferred accounts, what needs to be considered in light of the fact that our current tax rate sunset at the end of 2025?
I know. Everybody is talking about this. Goodness, Dave, we don't know what things are going to look like. And I know a lot of retirees are anticipating a pretty heavy tax hit. Taxes are the hidden inflation. Inflation is the hidden tax. And we're just getting a 1-2 punch right now. So yeah. 2025 could be a huge determination of if we're going to be doing more Roth conversions to hedge against that taxation in the future, paying them at today's rate when they're less. So if you see those taxes go up, we're probably going to see a lot of Roth conversions going up.
We'll stay on that. But first, I'll just mention 844-823-6387, 844-823-6387. To reach out, claim up a comprehensive review that's customized and about you with Christina. You can also text POWERFUL to 844-823-6387. So you mentioned Roth, and we've talked about tax rates, these current rates at least, and they're historically low now. They do sunset at the end of 2025. We don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes it is best, would you agree, Christina, to plan on worst-case scenario in all aspects of retirement? In that case, if we assume they're going up, should we look seriously, or at least have questions about Roth conversions?
So as I said, we definitely want to plan for the worst, but enjoy the best. So for some people where longevity is a great risk, maybe your parents have lived up into their late 80s, early 90s, and you have no health conditions in retirement and you're doing really well, there's a possibility that longevity could be a really big risk for you, which means a long time to pay taxes. So we want to make sure that we have that conversation about Roth conversions. Folks, Roth conversions should only be done in the month of December, as close to the end of the year as possible, because you need to get a snapshot of what those entire earnings were for that year to make sure that you don't catapult into another tax bracket with those Roth conversions.
Well, speaking of Roth and staying on that, you mentioned the three you ran down, the tax-free accounts, what you may have, say, for instance, in a Roth IRA. It's been cooking. It's still in there probably for you, cooking tax-free. What order should we look at with that in withdrawal strategies?
So that's going to be the last. We're not going to touch the Roth until at the very end. And we've deferred these assets in these tax-free accounts to make sure that we are maximizing that benefit at the very end. So also think about this for a moment. When it's Roth and it passes on to your beneficiaries, we want that to be tax-free as well. We don't want them to have to start paying taxes on it. The non-spousal beneficiary stretch IRA is a huge problem, because if you leave money to your kids, grandkids, whatever it is, and it's IRA money, they have to pay those taxes within 10 years and turn it over to non-qualified taxable accounts.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, they don't go away in retirement taxes. And even looking at Social Security, that's subject to taxation. And this, I don't know if you wouldn't really call this a tax, but your Medicare premiums, both of those are based on your income, right? How does that work?
Yes, they are based on income. So a lot of people think that their income doesn't matter. And having the conversation with Social Security and income, and then obviously your Medicare premiums and income. Again, we do have a Medicare supplement specialist, Jessica Durfee, so she goes over that, but it is based on odd, odd, then even, even. So here for 2024, if you retire and you're getting your Medicare, your premiums are going to be based on your 2022 income. Then next year in 2025, it'll be based on 2023. So it looks back 2 years and it goes by odd and even on those years that they're going back on that schedule. So you want to be really careful, because sometimes that can really make that premium more expensive, and just a lot of tax situations where if you don't catch them up front, it's going to eat at your retirement savings. And when we're talking about distributing the money, what is the most tax favorable way to decumulate your retirement funds? That's one of my favorite conversations when people come in. Folks, we do have a calculator on yourpowerfullegacy.com. It is called the Retirement Tax Bill Calculator. So when you jump onto yourpowerfullegacy.com, in the upper right hand corner, click that Retirement Tax Bill Calculator. It'll just take a few moments to fill that out. You'll just put in how much total taxable money is in your household, and the age of yourself or the oldest spouse if you're married, and click Find My Tax Bill. If you don't know what your tax rate's going to be, just click the default, put in your name and your email address, and it'll show you the potential tax bill. Well, then give the software about 5 minutes. This is not a farmed piece of information. No one's going to call you and try to sell you something when you click on this. We have this software. We own this. So no one's going to bother you. Go in there and see what your taxes could be. Give it a few minutes. It'll drop you a report from the Retirement Tax Bill Calculator. Check your junk just in case your email is set a little sensitive. And it'll give you a really good report, solid, on what those taxes could be. So you just have an idea there.
You know, people like to run the numbers on themselves and see to get a sense of it. And you said this has actually been a big hit, this potential tax bill calculator. And it's at yourpowerfullegacy.com, yourpowerfullegacy.com. So, yeah, that has been kind of a hit, right? And it helps before, as we talked about earlier, to even look at that in addition to going to SSA.gov before someone comes to meet with you, Christina.
Yes, jumping on to SSA.gov. like socialsecurityadministration.gov. You need to jump on there, create your account. If you haven't done that yet, you'll spend about 15 minutes, a very frustrating time creating a password and all that kind of fun stuff that you have to do with a new account.
Love that. Always love that.
Once you get in, the first thing I want you to look at is your earnings history. Please make sure that that is correct. I have a client that his earnings history was not correct. They didn't report a raise for almost six additional years from 1989 to 1996. What was missing back then? Most places did not have computers. It was paper filed. So go back and take a look. They could be wrong on your earnings history, and make sure that that's going to be good for you. This specific client, it ended up being over $300 a month difference on the Social Security.
Wow. Yeah. You really do need to check that. And no, and I know that that is part of that process if you do go forward and work with Christina. And it's so much, because there's so much to retirement these days, but maximizing your Social Security, good income strategies, good proactive tax strategies. So the Retirement Tax Bill Calculator is at yourpowerfullegacy.com. That's a great website, too. If you click in the media, you can, there's a link there to hear the podcast, and there are a lot to scroll through. And we've got to write up a description on each. In fact, there are 89 podcasts there, so you can listen on demand. And scroll down a little bit more, again, in the media tab at yourpowerfullegacy.com, and you can watch a lot of the videos. We talk about Christina's on ABC 36, and you can see that, and just it's great. And once again, with that podcast, the videos, good information there at yourpowerfullegacy.com. Good information you'll receive on your retirement, a customized consultation that is quite comprehensive, and it could lead, if you go forward with Christina, she's not going to offer you business on this first go around, but it could lead to holistic planning if you go forward in a customized sense from a fiduciary. Christina, we'll make this available again, open the phones and make this no cost, no obligation consultation available.
That's right, folks. We're so excited to offer this to you. And even though it is a complimentary consultation, this is very valuable. I mean, why would we give something away that is so valuable? You can come in and ask me why I do it. That's something that a lot of people do love to ask. And it's an interesting answer. It's probably not what you're expecting. So come in, see us. For some of you, this will be a second opinion in your consultation, and that's okay too. So 844-823-6387 will get you connected to get you set up on our calendar.
It's good to know. You know, we talked in the first segment about some people have the desire to retire early. And when you come in, you can get a sense of where you are, what your timeline could be on retirement. Christina, and as a fiduciary, and just as Christina, is not going to give you information, false information, or tell you what you want to hear. She's going to tell you what you need to hear. And if you're not quite ready to retire, in her mind, she's going to talk to you about strategies that can get you there in a stronger position, possibly even expedite that journey to retirement. It's good to know, and that's what's going to happen when you come in and meet with Christina. So again, to schedule, 844-823-6387, 844-823-6387. Whichever office is most convenient to you, whether in Lexington or Louisville, they're going to talk to you about that, get you scheduled when you call in. And again, answer any questions you have about what would be helpful for you to do before you come in. And not anything major, just some paperwork to bring. And as we've talked about, visiting SSA.gov and click that retirement tax bill calculator could be helpful at yourpowerfullegacy.com. 844-823-6387. When we come back, we'll answer questions about retirement you might be afraid to ask. So more valuable information is just ahead. The website, yourpowerfullegacy.com. The firm, Powerful Legacy Insurance and Financial Services. The show, Your Powerful Legacy Radio. The star of the show, Christina Payne-Kepperling. Do you like that? What an introduction.
I appreciate you, Dave. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm Dave Perkins. I love to get together with Christina here every week. And I've said it before, but somehow she manages to, on one topic here, and basically, I mean, this is a show about retirement. So of interest to anyone, either already retired or nearing retirement, but a fresh approach that we take on this show every week. We're going to cover now some questions some of them you may be hesitant to ask when you come in to talk about your retirement. No, there are no bad questions. Now, depending on, I'm kind of joking here, but if you and your spouse come together, this one might be a little uncomfortable to ask, but what are the implications of divorce in retirement?
This is not the first time I've heard this one, but this can be just absolutely devastating. We call it the gray divorce. You're getting divorced when you've got the gray hair. That's so tough. And I do see this. The number one reason that I see is that people don't really know each other anymore because you've spent so many years in your identity through your work and your children, maybe grandchildren, and you just haven't focused on each other. And so then when it's time for you all to retire and you spend a lot of time together, you don't even like each other. So that's okay. That does happen, but there are a lot of things to undo and to be able to split up. So you have to talk about your real estate. So maybe your primary home, which is usually the largest asset for most people here in America, then we need to make sure and divvy that up properly. And then retirement savings, pension. What if you have a family business? What if you have some stock options? I mean, what's going to happen? What about life insurance, long-term care? What about those debts? All of this can just be absolutely emotionally devastating. And I do have a client going through it right now. It is so hard because they just cry every single time they come in because it is just so emotionally devastating. And trying to get through the financial end, we just have to try and make really good, solid decisions, not rash decisions based on your emotions, of course. That's very simple. So that's one of the things that they really love about Powerful Legacy is we're able to, you know, kind of be that shield, that protection from the emotions, and make sure that the finances are going to be in order. You know, we obviously are working with our lawyers, making sure that all that's going to be good too.
You know, and you were talking earlier about how retirement is, you know, it's a new phase of your life and it's monumental, and you compared it to when you have a child or when you get married, and now it's a longer chapter. But you got me thinking about that because, you know, if you've been married a long time, you've raised a family, and both of you had a job, for instance, and now by the time you retire, you're more than likely an empty nester and not working. It's almost like a get reacquainted time with your spouse when you retire.
Yes, it is a lot like a getting reacquainted. And on the other side of all of this, Dave, I see couples that absolutely fall back in love with each other. They're so excited to spend that time together, and they just have a whole new life. They travel together and enjoy their families and their hobbies and cooking good food and just enjoying great company. Sometimes they get new doggies. I love to hear about that. And you know, couples are just so happy to enjoy each other.
Well, here's our next question that you may be hesitant to ask. In this case, I don't really know why you would be hesitant to ask this. It's certainly up to you with proper estate planning, but can I leave more money to one child than another?
I see why this would be an uncomfortable question, because we do love our children. I mean, I like to say that I don't have any favorites amongst my children, but, you know, for some situations, it has nothing to do with the emotional end of it being favorites. It has to do with just the very simple and logistical portion of the money after you're not here anymore. So I'm going to share a little bit in my personal situation is that my older boys, Tyler and Preston, are both licensed agents at Powerful Legacy. They mostly work on customer service, and then my oldest son works in the life insurance realm. And they're also working in a little bit of Medicare as well. So anyway, because they both work in my business, they've been here since it's been built. And, you know, obviously they're my heirs. They are my sole heirs. My husband and I got married just a few years back, and he has a son. So when it comes time for my death, should I leave his son money? The answer is no. I leave it that portion to him, technically, because then his son would inherit that. That's the way that that would flow. And that's where it can become a sticky situation. And, you know, we definitely have an incredible lawyer, trust attorney that we have involved that was able to navigate these, you know, uncharted waters. I mean, this is difficult. My poor husband went from just one house and one dog and one kid to the way that we live now. So we have a house full all the time, you know, three dogs,
three kids.
Here's
the story of a lovely lady.
But I brought in a whole lot more and the business as well. And what does that look like for my spouse if I'm not here? You know, those are very difficult things to also have a conversation about. And there is no right or wrong answer. It's what your preference is, because again, this is your money. And sometimes when we're talking about blended families or even special needs children in the picture there, it can feel a little overwhelming making those final decisions, because sometimes an uneven split is necessary.
Absolutely. And there are no bad questions. So bring all the questions you have when you meet with Christina. That can be arranged at, you know, the call or text to 844-823-6387. If you text, it's the word powerful in the body of the text. That's all you have to enter. 844-823-6387. Here's one. I've been saving all of my life, and sacrificing. Do I need to save in retirement?
Yes, I think that you should still consider saving in retirement, because even though you've been saving all these years and now it's time to decumulate out of your nest egg, it is still crucial to save. And for some people, that's going to be they're saving inside of their earnings, or maybe they're cutting back their budget, whatever it may be, particularly during those early years, because you need to continue growing that money to make sure that you're going to have what you need later on.
We touched on this earlier. Do I need to, or should I even work part-time in retirement?
Everyone's situation is completely different. For new retirees, sometimes you need to fill a gap. Let's say that you retire because you had to, maybe physically or emotionally. Maybe you just had a job that was eliminated, so you had to retire. Well, then maybe you do need to work part-time to kind of fill in those financial gaps. And that could be a really big deal for you. So that would be one conversation. Sometimes it's a social connection. I have a client. She's so beautiful, by the way. And she's going to know who I'm talking about when I'm talking about her right this moment. But she works at a little boutique, little clothing store because she loves the discount and she loves to socialize. So nothing wrong with that. She just likes to. A couple days a week, goes in, works part-time. You know, it's good on her schedule, which is awesome. And it still gives you the freedom to travel or, you know, enjoy grandkids, whatever the situation may be.
That's right. That's right. As we mentioned earlier, Christina's goal is to set that up with that financial independence where it's your choice if you do. Let's bring the kids back into it, but not in, in the case of estate planning. But here's the question. How do I say no to my adult children's request for money?
That's a really hard thing to do because a lot of times your children are coming to you because they actually need something. Maybe they've made some difficult decisions in their lives. Maybe they're going through a divorce or something like that. Or maybe, you know, I've got a client who their child got a DUI, their 50-year-old child got a DUI and lost his job. I mean, just all these ripple effects that came from that really bad decision. And you have to say no. So I do have an alternative for you. Just say no, because I can't or I don't want to. It's your money, so you don't have to give an explanation, but say, I do have some other things. Maybe you can come over for a meal once in a while and I can help you on your food cost or something like that, you know, to kind of help relieve it. But it is not your obligation to take care of your children. I mean, special needs is totally different, but the world is full of disappointments. You are not at all obligated to take care of your kids.
One more, and this is another good one, and sometimes the age difference with couples takes care of it, but should couples retire at the same or at different times?
This is such a fun one to talk about.
Refer
there are pros and cons
one.
To both. Yes. So, Dave, you mentioned the age gap. This is very common. Sometimes I'll have a gentleman that will retire at 62, and then maybe the wife is 5 years younger. She's only 57. So number one, she's under 59 and a half years old and cannot access the money without some penalties. That 10% penalty, you've just got a couple of limited ways, the rule of 55, rule of 72. So we need to make sure and follow those rules. But then also maybe they can't retire because they need their insurance benefits or something else. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why or why not. Sometimes if you do retire in sync, you're going to get on each other's nerves. This happens a lot. I'll have people retired that come in. They tell me, I wish that he would just go back to work. He's getting on my nerves. I can't do anything around here. He's always looking over my shoulder, whatever. I've heard that from a couple of the wives.
Back to the work part-time question.
Yes, exactly. Go work part-time. I've got a client who actually built himself the dog house, you know, a big hobby shop out back so that he could go out to his dog house and do what he wanted to do. I mean, it's got a TV. It's got a couch so he could take a nap and everything in it.
Oh,
that's not
I'm
a dog
that.
House. That's a second home. You know what he's doing. He's just getting out of the house.
Man cave. Yeah.
It's a man cave. Exactly.
It sounds good, though. I like that. Well, bring your questions, and some may be uncomfortable to ask, but it is important to ask. It's like when you go to the doctor. It's important to ask questions. So, and the same applies to meeting with Christina. And what she does every week on this show is makes available the opportunity for you to come in, whether it's an initial consultation about your retirement or a second opinion. And the great thing is it is at no cost and no obligation.
Dave, that's one of the great parts about being in this business for as long as I have been. There's probably nothing that you could ask that I haven't heard before. It's okay. But if I haven't and I need to find someone to get some answers for you, that's what I'm here for, to give you some answers. 844-823-6387. Let's give you the answer, yes or no. Are you on track for your retirement? For some of you, this will just be a second opinion on your current plan. If you have that, make sure your current plan includes the timing of your Social Security collection. We need to make sure that your Medicare is going to be in order, your required minimum distributions. Is the income going to outlive either you or your spouse? We need to talk about longevity risk. We need to talk about your risk tolerance inside of the market. All of those items together, what is that income exactly going to be? If you don't have all that in order, then you probably don't have this number one thing in order that people are telling me right now, taxes. What's the most tax-efficient way to decumulate your retirement funds? 844-823-6387. Text the word POWERFUL to the same number. Set an appointment with us. Come on in. We'd love to give you this complimentary consultation.
And Christina's going to do a lot of listening, and but she will have some questions for you, too. I mean, it's just helpful. She can better help you that way by knowing more. And then if you do go forward, and there's no obligation to this at all, there's no cost. If you do go forward with Christina, both of you really have a head start on that building plan process. So again, it's 844-823-6387. Call or text. And if you text, simply text POWERFUL. 844-823-6387. 844-823-6387. Well, coming up, we'll tell you how you can get a question to Christina to answer on this show, and we have some for Christina to answer. It's Q&A on the way, your Powerful Legacy Radio. Q&A time. We just covered questions in the last segment. These are now questions Christina will answer from listeners. How do you get a question to Christina? Well, it's the same. It's the way that's another way to schedule with Christina. That's yourpowerfullegacy.com. That is her website. If you click that contact tab, and yeah, you can schedule that way too. Or in the message box there, you can just say, hey, got one for you to answer on the show. We always appreciate that. And just if you would give us your town, that's all we ask. We'd just like to know where you're listening and like to mention it on the show, like Lexington. I'm 56 and I plan to work another 10 or more years. I have $8,500 in a simple IRA with a financial planner. This amount was rolled over from a previous employer. Now, my current employer offers a 457 deferred comp plan in addition to a pension plan. I'd like the pre-tax advantages of either the traditional IRA or 457 plan and would like these funds to supplement my pension. Which choice would help me do that?
So both. I think that you should contribute to both. I mean, you have 10 more years of working and you can continue to contribute inside of your IRA, your contributory IRA that is with your planner. And then you could also put money into your deferred compensation. So yes, do both. And also inside of your 457 deferred compensation, ask them if there is a little bit of Roth. I know you just mentioned having that you would like the pre-tax advantages, but talk about some Roth. That's going to be huge because that can end up being even better tax-free retirement savings to supplement that pension in the future. What if taxes go up?
Yeah. And again, planning, proper planning based on scenarios with Christina. She'll talk to you more about that. Thanks for the question. You can get in and get that one-on-one with a call or a text to 844-823-6387. If you text, it's POWERFUL. That's it. That's all you got to put in the body of the text, 844-823-6387. Christina Ping with offices in Lexington and Louisville, and this one is from Louisville, this question. Can I return funds to my Roth IRA after I've taken it as a distribution?
Yes. So we do have in the state of Kentucky a 60-day window. And remember, you can only do one rollover in a 12-month period or a calendar year period. So we need to make sure that we're only rolling over a certain portion. So let's say that you rolled over some traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. Then you took a distribution from that Roth IRA as well. Well, then you do have the 60 days to get it back, but you cannot do another rollover. You got to be really careful.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, it's a delicate dance with many of these moves in retirement, and always helps to talk to a professional about that, especially someone who looks at that phase of your financial life. So 844-823-6387 to schedule with Christina, 844-823-6387. Here's one from Georgetown. How do I find the right financial advisor for me? I've been personally referred. I've looked online with web searches. None of these are helping me find that qualified financial advisor right for me. What can I do to find the right advisor?
So it depends on what stage that you are in. There are a lot of really good big box places that you go to when you're just simply accumulating funds and gambling it in the market. So if that's what you need at this moment, there are plenty of those. We use a couple of custodians, Schwab and Fidelity, to take care of that portion. But is it time for you to have a decumulation and wealth preservation specialist? Someone who will make sure that you don't run out of money in your lifetime, that all of the things coordinating with retirement, your Social Security, your Medicare, your RMDs, obviously your income in retirement, your legacy planning, all of those items together. If it's time for that, you do need to find someone who does all of those things, number one, and then ask them, how are you practicing your fiduciary responsibility? We're all fiduciaries. You have to have a license to do those things. So ask how and why. Why are they doing this? Why is this what's best for you? If they squirm in their seat, you're probably not with the right one. If they're going to give you good, solid answers and show you exactly how and why something is what's best for you, then you've probably found the right one. Last but not least, I always recommend that you listen to your gut instinct. if someone's trying to tell you that you need to make immediate decisions or roll the money over right now, I mean, I have people that come in and request business on day one. That's a different situation than if someone just needs a review. Maybe a couple of changes need to be made. I'm not offering business on day one. I'm going to do diligence and check over all the accounts. Some people don't have an advisor at all. So it just depends on what you're looking for and depends on what the timing is inside of your personal life.
Here is Mount Washington. I've seen a lot of commercials recently for ETFs, but I don't really understand how they work. Can you explain, and do you find them to be a good or bad investment?
So first off, why would we want an ETF? And what is it exactly? So an ETF is just a short or an abbreviation for an exchange trade fund. So this is basically just like a bucket full of securities, and they're meant to track and they seek along with the benchmark like the S&P, and they're trying to seek the same performance or outperform whatever that benchmark is. That's what they're basically doing. The reason why a lot of people really like ETFs, they're sort of like a mutual fund, I guess you could say that, but they're traded differently. They're traded all through the day. Mutual funds just once a day. So just a little bit of differential right there. But ETFs are normally inexpensive. So you can participate in a very big variety of securities without having all those little individual costs of buy, sells, and trades and all those commissions.
Thanks to for the questions again, and yourpowerfullegacy.com. Click that contact tab to either schedule with Christina or submit a question for the show or both. Christina, tell us about the Wealth Council, Fox Business Sundays at 2, and the Women's Wealth Council.
What an amazing pride and joy. If you follow us on Facebook, you've already seen the announcement here that, yes, I was joining the Wealth Council. We are on national Fox Business, Fox News, New York. And it comes on Sundays at 2 o'clock. So there are several advisors across the country that are on the Wealth Council. One of my dear colleagues, Mark Henry, he's on there. So you'll get to watch him, and another one, Joel Wilson. So Brad Johansson, the gentleman who hosts it, all dear friends. I mean, just wonderful friends and colleagues across the country. So amazing advice. We are talking about some really big deals. And the first thing that came to my mind when I knew I was going to be on the Wealth Council was, what if someone hears something that I've said anywhere in the country and it affects their life and they're able to make a good, solid decision or make a move in a positive direction based on that information? Because that's what we're all about. We want to give you good, solid facts. There's a bunch of gunk on the news, if you will. So the Wealth Council is extremely factual, but we're also very real. We're talking about everyday real people. And with Women's Wealth Council, we hit the nail on the head right out of the gate. Women were different. There's an earnings gap that's kind of a taboo to talk about. We talk about that head on in Women's Wealth Council. So jump on there, take a look. You're going to love seeing all of us ladies out there as well. Gentlemen, even though it's just ladies, you know, you have wife, mothers, children, right, or daughters and, you know, sisters, whatever. So watch it for them too.
Absolutely. Now, who's on that besides you on the Women's Wealth Council?
So Cynthia DeFazio is the host, and then we have multiple ladies across the country, yes, that are on that Women's Wealth Council. So, I mean, it's going to change week by week, so I hate to just give one specific name.
Oh,
but
I understand.
There are multiple of us, yes.
Excellent. Good. That's Fox Business, Sundays at 2, the Wealth Council and the Women's Wealth Council, so definitely check that out. Well, here is another opportunity to come in, talk to Christina about your retirement. The great thing is, well, there's many great things about this. It's educational, it's informational, but it's also a great experience. It's relaxed, a beautiful location, whether it's in the Lexington or Louisville office. It's no obligation. It's no high pressure. It's not a sales event. Christina will not even offer you business. And she has said she's had people go, well, you're not going to offer me any business? Nope, not on that first one. But you do leave armed with a lot of great information. So another opportunity to call in and claim yours at no cost, no obligation.
That's right, folks. And when I'm saying that I'm not offering you business, sometimes that's because I'm not what's best for you or you're not what's best for us. I want to be that person. You know, the last question they were asking, how do I know the right person? Where do I find the right financial advisor? Well, you also need to be like-minded. One thing that our clients really love about Powerful Legacy is we're of the highest morale and ethics, and we do not shift away from that in any direction, period. Mm-hmm. We will not budge. And if that's not something that you favor, then we're probably not going to get along. And I'm good with that. And you know, we do make decisions a little different at Powerful Legacy. You're welcome to come in and ask us how and why, and we'll let you know what that is. But we're very different. A lot of financial firms are different, but we are very, very different. Less than 1% of advisors across the country are full retirement planners. And tax planning is included in that, Social Security timing planning, all these items. Again, you know, we've gone over these items over and over. If you don't have all of those included in your plan, you don't have a plan. So let's double check. Do you have a plan? If you do and it needs a second look, or if you thought you had a plan, get in here. Let's talk about this. You're probably missing some pieces. 844-823-6387.
If you're in that financial red zone, 5 to 10 years away from retirement, and you're thinking, man, I've got a lot of risk I'm in, and I'm just not at the age where I'm comfortable with the recovery time that I would have if we had another 08, 09, or 01. So I need to make some changes. If you're retired and have a plan in place, but you don't feel total confidence on it, what in the world does it hurt to get a second set of eyes on your situation or a new set of eyes? And that is can be Christina. And this is no cost, no obligation, some of your time, but what a great use of that. 844-823-6387. You can call or text Powerful, 844-823-6387, and at no cost, no obligation. But Christina, as you said, one thing that's kind of helpful to do, and speaking of being informational, is what you offer at yourpowerfullegacy.com, and that is the retirement tax bill calculator. You can really get a good sense of what you could be looking at with taxes if you go to that.
We sure do. For those that are coming to the live events out and about, we do have a workshop that we teach called Solve the Retirement Puzzle. Social Security is in all four segments of it, so we like to call it Social Security Seminar as well. A lot of people, that's a huge piece. But folks, if you are missing a piece in your retirement puzzle, give us a call. We want to give you that information. Come get a complimentary copy of the book, The Retirement Train. Even if you don't want to set an appointment, come by and get a complimentary copy. Let me save you $18 because it's not for sale. We only give it away. I think this information should be free, and we're so blessed to be able to do that through our nonprofit. So please give us a call, and we will get you scheduled.
One more time on the number, 844-823-6387. Call or text Powerful, 844-823-6387. The Wealth Council, Fox Business, Sundays at 2 in the Women's Wealth Council. You can catch Christina there on ABC 36 here locally, Saturdays twice at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Always on the radio here every week, and a great and informational conversation with Christina Payne-Kepperling. And yeah, if you meet with her, you get a copy of that book, The Retirement Train, when you come in. 844-823-6387. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you have a great week and are back with us next week for Your Powerful Legacy Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Powerful Legacy Insurance and Financial Services. Christina Ping and her guests provide general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and are not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Powerful Legacy Insurance and Financial Services. By contacting Powerful Legacy Insurance and Financial Services, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.